We continue Bezat Hashem in our limud of Mishnayot Masechet Shabbat. We are in Perek He, Mishnah Bet. This Mishnah is going to give us a list of items that an animal could wear outside on Shabbat because they're needed to protect its body or to help the animal function properly. Chamor yotze b'marda'at bizman shehi keshura lo. A donkey can go outside on Shabbat wearing the marda'at, that's the saddle cloth, for warmth. Bizman shehi keshura lo, as long as it was tied to the donkey before Shabbat. The Baal Tanura explains, donkeys tend to feel cold at all times. To keep a donkey warm, so a saddle cloth, that's like a cushion that goes under the saddle, would be put on its back and left there the entire day. So since the donkey needs it in order to stay warm, it's not considered a burden, a masa of carrying. Rather, it's an article of clothing. It's part of the levush of the chamor, and therefore it's allowed to go out with it on Shabbat. Zecharim yotzim levuvim. Male sheep, rams, they can go outside levuvim with their reproductive organs covered in a levuv. Levuv is a heart-shaped leather pouch that serves to prevent weakness that is caused by excessive mating, and therefore it's a protective item which the animal can wear outside on Shabbat. So it's called levuvim because it was shaped in a way of a heart. Lev. Rechelot yotzot shehuzot. Rechelot are female sheep, can go outside shehuzot. That means with their tails held up in order to expose their reproductive organs. Or kevulot, or with their tails tied down to cover their reproductive organs. Uchvunot, or with their bodies covered in a garment to keep their wool clean. All these are considered necessary items for the female sheep in order to protect it or to keep it warm. Ha'izim yotzim tzrurot, goats may go outside with their udders wrapped tightly. Tzrurot, they are tied together tightly to stop them from producing milk. Or sometimes they are wrapped loosely. A bag is attached to their udders to catch dripping milk. So again, this is for the purpose of the benefit of the izim of the goats. Rabbi Yose oser bekulan. Now, Rabbi Yose disagrees. He prohibits animals going out in all of these cases, chutz min arechelim hakvunot, except the case of the female sheep that is covered in a garment to keep the wool clean. According to Rabbi Yosi, all of the items that are listed above were considered hotza'ah. They're a burden, with the exception of this case of the garment that is wrapped around the female sheep to keep its wool clean. That's considered an article of clothing, according to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda omer, izim yotzot tzrurot liyabesh, aval lo lechalav. Another opinion, Rabbi Yehuda says, the goats can go outside with their udders wrapped liyabesh. They wrap it tightly to dry them out, that they shouldn't produce more milk. Aval lo lechalav. But they cannot go out with a bag that's attached to their udders to catch the milk. That, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not allowed. It would be considered hotza'ah. He forbids a goat to be allowed out with a bag because it might fall off and then the person might carry it for amot in reshut harabim. So therefore, in that case, it would be asur only when it is wrapped tightly for the purpose of drying them out. Mishnah Gimel. Now the Mishnah is going to give us items that an animal is not allowed to wear outside on Shabbat. Ubame ena yotza. What can an animal not wear outside? Lo yetze gamal bemtutelet. A camel cannot go outside with a metutelet. That's with a tag tied to its tail. That's a piece of cloth for identification or some other purposes. He cannot go out with that tag that is tied to its tail because it might fall off and therefore the person might carry it for amot in reshut harabim. Lo akud velo ragul. Nor can the camel go out with its as akud, with its forelegs attached to its hind legs. Velo ragul, or with a leg tied in a bent position. All this is to keep it from running away, because these bindings cause the animal pain, and therefore it's considered burden, and it's considered a hotza'a. The same is true with all other animals. They also cannot go out wearing a tag or with their legs tied in these ways. Now the Mishnah will tell us how a person can lead a number of camels on Shabbat. Lo yikshol gemalim ze baze veimshoch. A person cannot tie camels together in one line, one behind the other, and pull the one in the front. Because a person who's leading a single file of camels appears to be taking them to be sold, and that's not allowed on Shabbat. Mishum maritain, it looks like he's leading them to sell them. Aval, machnis chavalim letoch yado veimshoch. He can gather all of their ropes together in his hand and pull them along as a bunch, like people do sometimes with a group of dogs, to hold on to their to each one's rope together in one hand and pull them. Ubilvat shelo yichroch. As long as he doesn't tie those ropes of wool and linen together around his hand, because that will be asur mishum sha'atnez. If some of the ropes are of wool and some of the ropes are of linen, so if he's going to intertwine them and tie them all around his hands and securely attach them together, that constitutes a forbidden mixture of sha'atnez, because his hand is going to become warmed from that sha'atnez, and that is asur, not because of Shabbat, but because of the isur of sha'atnez. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.